Good morning. This is Josh Clark with today's quick daily devotion from Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." They immediately left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Now, I have to tell you, I love these verses. And let me tell you why. Because in these verses, I see that God calls ordinary men and women, and he empowers us to do great things, to become fishers of men. You know, these are just common, for the most part, I'd say uneducated men. And yet God looks at them and sees something in them, sees potential in them, wants them on his team. And this, after all, is the Son of God, right? We're talking about. I mean, this is a big, big deal, right? This is like, I mean, we think about the NFL draft, right? And we think about the NBA draft, and you know, we get excited about these things. You know, these guys are gonna get signed to big contracts, and they're gonna go out and they're gonna play in front of great audiences. But you know what God was about to do through Jesus was gonna be far greater than any NFL team. And he was gonna put together his team, and they weren't gonna be who's who, and they weren't gonna be the people that everyone would assume would get picked for a task like this. No, they were common, ordinary men and women. Common. And yet Jesus looks at them and he sees opportunity for them to have potential, for them to have influence, you know, for them to have the opportunity to change the course of history, to build his church, you know, on them. And yet he chose fishermen. Now, what does that say to you and I about our opportunity, our chances of being used by God? You know, and again, when we think about the greatest, I want to say it again, the greatest influencer of all, the best-selling author of all, Jesus. You know, think about this for a moment. Plato taught, you know, 50 years. Socrates, 40 years. Aristotle, 40. And yet Jesus taught for 3 years. And yet Jesus and his influence was greater than all three philosophers combined. No one has ever influenced the world like Jesus. And yet again, he says to you and me, he says, "Hey, you know what? I want you on my team." Now the question is, how will we respond? How did they respond? They immediately left their nets and followed him. They couldn't have known what was going to happen. They had to walk by faith and walk away from everything that they knew. At that moment, yes, their lives weren't so glorious, but you know what? They had a certain security. I mean, they had a trade. They were fishermen. And this guy comes along and says, "Hey, follow me." And that's what God's saying to you and I. Jesus is saying, "Follow me. I've got a plan for you. Hey, follow me. I want to take you on a journey." Will we immediately follow? Or are we going to drag our feet and we're going to try to carry everything along with us? You know, "Oh, well, I don't know. Let me see what's around the other corner. Let me see what you have to offer. But you know, I want to hold on to my security as well." And you know what? That's not part of the deal. Jesus is saying, simply put, follow me. I got a plan for you. I've got a glorious future for you, but you got to trust me. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm not going to lay it all out yet. Just trust me. Follow me. Are we prepared to follow? All right, let's go out there and make it a super ultra awesome, fantastic day. And if you want to view other episodes, you can go to my podcast, Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark on iTunes, or you can go to beacatalyst.com. All right, God bless.